Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. This is when, like, I read surveys like this, and I just go, give me a break. So only 29% of people think that the day after Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
Only 29%?
Right. Except if you took that survey, like, today, right now, it'd be
129%. Yeah, I think everybody who stayed up at least past halftime is wishing this was a holiday.
I don't know about you, but I was sitting there going the whole time. Once we got into, like, halftime, I was like, why am I still up? Why am I still up? Why am I still up? Like, the game's not very much fun.
No.
The halftime show for me was a bust. Commercials were below average.
Yeah.
There was a couple.
I was not impressed with the commercials.
Oh, man. It was like, I was looking for one thing. Like, can I just find one thing that'll be just super cool or, like, justify why I'm staying up? Couldn't do it, man.
Kevin said a couple commercials that he liked, and I obviously missed all of them. I guess I must have been in the bathroom or something.
But I remember. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I could have cared less. It was so, to me, it was just so boring.
Anticlimactic was it just nothing surprised me. Nothing jumped out. And it was just like, I remember going, it'd be nice to have the day off tomorrow. But then I'm like, well, then you go, well, I'm taking the day off tomorrow. But for what? Like, I'm not even, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's not even, like, much going on.
We all did the squares where you buy the squares for $2 a piece. And that was the highlight of my night.
Did you
win?
Was
just waiting. No.
Oh.
But it was just waiting at the end of every quarter to, or every whatever.
Just to see what,
if you hit
a square.
Score was. Yeah.
I will say I did see one of the prop bets out of one of the Vegas casinos was if SpongeBob would make an appearance during the Super Bowl. I don't know if they had the heads up on that. I don't think they did because I don't think they're allowed to. But for some reason, it hit.
Well, so the whole story behind that, and I had to break it down because everybody that was there at the Super Bowl party at my brother's were very confused.
Right.
Okay. So there was a petition on change.org about 3 months ago, and it was to get a scene from SpongeBob into the Super Bowl halftime show because the SpongeBob creator passed away last year, and there was this scene where they were at the big game. So they wanted to pay homage to him and have it in there. And they actually did it. It's got 5 million signatures or something like that, and they ended up incorporating it in. So that's why you saw it.
It's so funny, though, because Twitter was so confused. People were just like, they were trying to find the common bond between SpongeBob, Adam Levine, Super Bowl, football, anything.
And that's what I thought it was, because it was right before Travis Scott came on.
Right.
And I was like, well, maybe this is a Travis Scott thing, because I know nothing about him. But obviously it has nothing to do with
him. Nothing to do with
him. And there was a bet at some of the casinos whether SpongeBob would be because of this petition that went around. And if you bet SpongeBob would have been part of the show, then you won money.
So. Oh, my gosh. People were betting, too, whether or not Travis Scott was going to propose to Kylie Jenner.
I saw that. I saw if he was also going to kneel because he's big friends with Kaepernick.
Right.
They were wondering if it was going to get political. There was all kinds of. And it's funny. I started looking at the prop bets online. I was like, man, these are more fun than the game. Like, I'm going to see if these things come true or not.
For
like,
real.
Yeah. So Patriots win. They're the best.
Shocker.
Shocker. Everyone's shocked. They win. They're the best ever. Nobody's better. So that's that. They're the best ever. Tom Brady's the best ever. Bill Belichick's the best
at
ever.
At what point, you know, back when you were little and you used to play a sport and the team that was against you, if they were really, really good, at one point they would just go, okay, you guys don't need to play against each other anymore.
Yeah, 100%.
At what point are the Patriots parents going to just say, listen, you guys win every year, and it's not fair to everybody else?
Well, it won't be the Patriots parents. It'll be all the other teams. It'll be the 31 other teams' parents. The Patriots parents are loving this. They'll drive their kids all day for that.
True.
But they can't go anymore. At least next year. We need a break. It's not exciting anymore.
Of course it's not. The game was 3-0 at halftime and ended up 13-3. What a horrible game. Worst Super Bowl ever.
Patriots are playing again next year. I'm coming back to work again next year, Monday morning. But if not, I'm taking off. I'll be one of these 29% of people. All right, so football season's officially over.
Dang it.
Now we all get to say, what do we do on Sundays now? We have no idea.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
I know what everyone's going to say. The rich get richer. I get it. 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie. So, you know, people who play football, NFL football professionally, it's a lot of money. It's hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars for some. Then you go to the Super Bowl, and what we've discovered is there's an extra bonus for the players last night.
Yeah. So just for going to the Super Bowl,
Hold
even
on.
If you don't win, you get paid.
Yeah. Just for going.
Yeah.
Right.
But you don't know. You and Kevin, we were having a conversation off air. You guys don't know how much the players each make. And I think Kevin was guessing a little low. Kevin, what is your guess for, so the losing team and the winning team, they make two different amounts, each player.
I think I said 50,000.
For the winners?
I'll say, now you say too low, so 50,000 for the losers then.
Okay, and what do the winners get?
It's got to be more, a 75.
Okay, so I don't 50 know, something and 75. Like that. So he thinks the losers get 50, the winners get 75 apiece. What do you think? Is that high or low?
I think the winners get 125 and the losers, although nobody's really losing when you get, I'll say 30 for losing.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think right. There's a big gap.
Well, if we're playing Price is Right rules, you went over for the winning team. So the winning, or the, how, we'll start with the losing team. The losing team, $59,000.
Oh, it wasn't that far
each.
Off.
Yeah, you actually weren't.
Losers. Here's $59,000 for showing up to Atlanta and losing.
$60,000. My gosh. And then the winners, so the Patriots, they each got a bonus of $118,000.
Oh, I just missed
not
it.
Bad.
Yeah, I just
you
went
were
over.
Just a little bit over.
Yeah, so
118.
But almost double what you guessed.
Man, yeah. So that's 53 players on a team. So
it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Gosh. I hear the
what
coffee.
Is that sound?
It's the coffee brewing.
It's the coffee brewing.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
I saw your face too, and I was so confused. I'm thinking, where is that coming
from? Yeah. So for y'all listening, like, you know, the winning team, 118,000, losers, 59,000. And for us coming to work, we get Kevin's coffee.
Yes, so you
there
do.
It is. That's our bonus, everybody.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, tough weekend for Justin Moore. Yeah, I really like Justin Moore. I think a lot of it is because we're about the same size. And so when the few times that I see him a year, we're on the same level. You know what I'm saying?
Like, is that like when dogs see other dogs that are the same breed?
I think so.
They just connect with one another.
Well, Justin Moore ran into a breed that was not on his level over the weekend. He was filming a video, and he got stepped on by a horse. And
he's that small. A horse just can step on him.
Horses can just step on him. I'm not going to lie. He may be smaller than me.
He's tiny.
I think he's smaller than me.
I think he is.
Yeah, I know. That makes me feel good. All right, so anyway. No, I'm just kidding. I'm glad he's all right, because he is all right, but he had to go to the hospital. The pictures were terrible. I mean, he's filming his promotional video for his new album called Late Nights and Long Necks. I love the name of that. But this horse stepped on him, and the horse's hoof went right through his leg.
Oh, I don't need to see the picture.
I'm showing them the picture.
Oh, I hate when people post stuff like that on social media. No one wants to see your bloody leg. I'm glad he's okay, but ugh.
Melanie,
gross.
I think this is part of the healing. All right, you have to. This is part
you
of the healing.
You have to share it on social media and get likes.
Yeah. George Strait, his 30th album is coming. Album, not song.
30th.
Most album. Artists don't get to release 30 songs. He's releasing his 30th album.
Oh my gosh.
His 7-year-old grandson, his name's Harvey, sings on this album. That's pretty cool.
Aww.
So congrats to George Strait. Album number 30. Yesterday, of course, it was the Super Bowl. It was a big deal. They had a little tailgate party out in front of the stadium in Atlanta ahead of time. Tim McGraw performed, and here's what that sounded like. I saw some tweets. Kane Brown met Tim McGraw yesterday, and it was for the first time.
Interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Kane's like, man, what an honor to run into Tim McGraw. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. I just figured those guys would have met each other by now. But he said, yeah, it was an honor to see him and everything. And Tim McGraw, not only did he have a big day yesterday, but his wife.
Yeah, his wife, her new show, The World's Best, it premiered on CBS right after the Super Bowl. It's a new talent competition, global talent competition. So basically like every other show
I know
that's out there.
It seems like
but
so
she
true.
Is one of the primary judges alongside Drew Barrymore, RuPaul, and James Corden.
Wow.
There's a panel for you.
Yeah, I really like Drew Barrymore. Like, she's fun. Mm-hmm. She's just fun.
She's just so sweet.
Yeah.
How could you not like her?
That's cool. So that'll be pretty cool. So yeah. Tim McGraw, big performance yesterday, and Faith Hill, going to be a reality show judge.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
motivational kid quotes. 99.5
QIK. All right, here's my daughter, Charlie, trying to give you some Monday motivation.
Oh, I need it, Charlie.
Especially after the game last night and extra beers. Here we go.
It really doesn't matter what's going on right now. The only thing that matters is what you're going to do about it. Do something powerful.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so here we are inside the 7 a.m. hour, and you're listening for those back-to-back Luke Bryan song.
Yes, and I need to make it clear to all of my friends that they need to listen for back-to-back Luke Bryan songs. Everyone at the Super Bowl party last night was like, man, Melanie, so those Luke Bryan tickets, I'm like, listen in the 7 a.m. hour, back-to-back Luke Bryan songs.
Yeah, it's really simple. Like, it's two Luke songs back-to-back. You can't miss it.
Yes.
So then you get the Country Thunder tickets if you're caller 9. That's a lock, but then you're qualified for the $2,000 and then a little hangout with Luke Bryan.
Like, yeah, you get to go backstage, VIP seats.
Dude, you're in the platinum seats. You're like sitting right there. So you're listening for those songs. It's going to happen anytime between now and 8 a.m.
Yes, and I can't get them for you. You got to get them yourself.
You need some new friends, man. Back-to-back Luke songs on the way. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
That's Luke Combs, the other Luke. You're listening for Luke Bryan, 99.5 QIK. Yep. Back-to-back songs so you can get that. Tickets to Country Thunder and also, of course, $2,000. That's what you'll be qualified for. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Melanie was kind of in and out of the game last night.
Well, I went to a Super Bowl party at my brother's house. It was really fun, but there was just a lot going on. There were a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time. At one point, the audio stopped working on the big screen outside, so I missed a lot of commercials. And then, of course, by halftime, I left because we had to get up so early for the morning show.
Yeah, I tell you, this seems to happen all the time. Like, these people don't, like, plan, like, test out their Super Bowl parties, where it's like, you got to make sure these TVs, you got to make sure DirecTV, like, pay your bill. Like, you got to get...
Make sure it's all working.
Right. You just can't have the audio go down to the Super Bowl. What we're going to do is we're going to play a couple clips of the Super Bowl commercials, the more popular ones from last night, and we're going to see if Melanie can guess the product they're trying to sell.
Oh, my gosh. I already know this is going to be hard.
Yeah. I feel like last night, like, the commercials, they were either really, really good, and I'm thinking maybe two kind of met that criteria for me, and the rest of them were like nothing burgers.
The ones I saw, I didn't think any of them were impressive. But I didn't, like I said, I didn't see a ton of them, but the ones I did see, I was just thinking, this is Super Bowl? Really? Is this what it is now?
A couple of real serious ones, you know, that got deep. And I was like, it just sort of killed my vibe. I was like,
I did see a random Scientology one. They always slip one of those in.
Scientology.
You're like, what is this about? And then at the end, that makes sense.
No,
why I was confused.
You know, the Scientology one, I had to tell you, because they didn't drop it till the end that it was Scientology. I thought it was a trailer for like some kind of new Netflix series coming out.
It did. That's like, what it looked like.
Because I was like, whoa. It was like, why are you here? And I'm thinking, I actually don't know why I'm here. And it's like, have you ever wondered what's coming? And I'm like, actually, I am wondering what's coming next. Like, you know, and it's like, don't you need to know? And I'm like, I do need to know. And then all of a sudden, I'm like,
And then it said Church of Scientology.
Anyway, yeah. I'm heading over there later for a meeting. But anyway, it's,
the advertisement worked.
Maybe I don't know. I'm up for whatever, I guess. On the way, see if Melanie can guess the commercial brands. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, going to play you a little piece here of some of the more popular Super Bowl commercials from last night. Try and guess what brand or product they were trying to sell.
Okay.
So I have the answer here, right? Kevin also knows. Melanie does not. She's on the other side of the studio console and cannot see what we're doing. So here is the first one. If you know what it is, just scream it out in your car, and then maybe Melanie will hear you or feel your vibe. Or you can maybe text it to us.
I'm going to need all the good vibes because I was not paying attention.
Here's the first one.
What? The Backstreet Boys were in a commercial?
Hold on, this is great.
The original. Now it's hot.
Now it's hot.
What brand or product were they trying to
say? Coca-Cola, but I want it that way. McDonald's? Like my way, you can have it your way or something.
Well, which one are you going to... You've thrown out McDonald's, you've thrown out Coca-Cola.
I'm going with McDonald's. Oh, man.
No.
Because I want it that way. Remember, wasn't that a slogan for a while with McDonald's? Get it your way?
Have it your way, I think, is Burger King.
Have it your way. Well...
The more this game goes on, the more you suck. Like, it's unbelievable. Listen to the very end. I mean, you got it wrong, but listen to the very end.
I want it that way. The original. Now it's hot.
Okay. The original, and now it's hot. So
Cheetos.
Oh, you're close. Getting so close.
Doritos.
Yes! Yeah! Gosh.
So you're saying there's a chance.
No, you're terrible at this, but that's okay. All right. That's all right. Here's another one, though.
I missed the BSB commercial.
Yep.
No, it was really, I thought it was really good.
That was one of the better ones.
That was one. It was upbeat. It was fun. You know what I mean? And all right, so here we go.
But if I waited to be invited in, I never would have stood out. So make the first move in work, in love, in life.
Okay.
That's Serena Williams, by the way.
Why are you giving...
I'm just giving her a hint. I mean, this is
nothing
to do with
it. I know, but it's not...
Was it, like, the Boys and Girls Club?
Well...
Sort of.
Technically, not correct. It was an ad for Bumble.
Bumble?
Yep.
The dating site.
Why was Serena Williams on a Bumble commercial?
So the idea is that she had to kind of force her way onto the tennis scene. She had a lot of things to overcome. And she was like, I'm not waiting. I'm just so in love and everything. Step up and, you know, assert yourself into the situation. But it is kind of the Boys and Girls Club in a sense. I guess you could call Bumble the original.
That sounded so serious for a Bumble commercial.
Well, that was the whole point, is it was like, don't wait to be asked. You ask.
And then you too could be Serena Williams.
Yes.
Boys and Girls Club.
That
was great, though.
It's
like, you didn't even, like, I don't know. It was a good guess.
Well, it sounded serious, and she was kind of being motivational.
Sure.
So I thought, oh, she's trying to get other girls into sports.
Well, hold on. Aren't you serious about love? Don't you want to motivate yourself to find love?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. That's a strange ad. Okay.
All right, here's another one.
This floor root canal.
Oh, this is bad.
This stopped jury duty. Remember, innocent until proven.
Yeah. He did it. Right? We all agree he did
it. Jason Bateman.
It is Jason Bateman.
It was Bateman, and this was pretty good because they were
on
all the elevator doors would open into like the, just a terrible situation, and that was the premise. So what were they?
Oh,
what were they pimping out?
Gosh, a car.
I mean, we can't accept that,
you
right, Kevin?
Be more specific.
Yeah,
than
I think so too.
A truck?
No.
Not. You're on the right track with car.
How am I on the right track?
Because it's...
What do we need,
Ford?
A brand?
It's for a brand
of
car.
Is it Ford?
Not Ford.
No. Is it Dodge?
No. You can go a long way with this.
Okay.
Who was it, Kevin?
It was for Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Okay,
I think it's Hyundai.
Let me tell you what. I would have never guessed that. So
it was talking about how, like, everyone's going down. Hyundai's going up. So then they go up in the elevator.
The elevator's going down, and it's like jury duty. It's like a guy getting a root canal.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, yeah.
Got it.
Okay, so you're terrible at this.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing okay.
Well, you've got none of them right.
Yeah, how is that okay?
What?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting close.
You're like the...
I thought I wasn't even going to be in the same ballpark.
You're like the Rams right now.
Ooh.
Like, it's just bad, right? Hold on.
I was still in the game.
We've got two.
Right?
That's
more than you can say for the Redskins.
We've got two.
Redskins.
God, hater. We got two more. Hold on, two more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. We're playing pieces of Super Bowl commercials from last night and seeing if Melanie can guess the product or the brand.
And so far, I've gotten kind of close to some of them.
That's code for 0-3. 0-3. So here is the fourth piece of the commercial. But I will say these are tough. I thought the Backstreet Boys one was easy, the Doritos. I did think that was easy. But here is the fourth one, Melanie.
My boyfriend has an addiction.
Ever since it started, he turned into a three-minute man. I tried to spice things up, but it didn't really work. Now we are into amateur food videos.
So hot.
This was really creative.
Okay, I
think probably, I will say, if you have, like, kids, if your kids are probably, like, I don't know, 9 to 15, this maybe was a little uncomfortable for a second, this spot.
Mm-hmm.
But what product was it for?
I'm guessing it's for those Jimmy Dean breakfast sausages. Because it says 3-minute man, so he's making something in the microwave.
Here's the thing. Right now, you're being more creative than the sausage people, because this would have been a great spot for breakfast sausage.
Ooh, yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about. But...
What?
No.
What was it?
It's Devour Frozen Foods.
What are those?
Well, they're like frozen...
Frozen dinners.
Like,
oh, frozen dinners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Devour.
Ugh. I wasn't too far off. It was something frozen. He had to put it in the microwave.
It was a creepy commercial. It really, truly was.
It wasn't creepy.
Was it creepier than Adam Levine trying to dance during halftime?
Nothing's that creepy.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
It was awkward. Awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, that made me feel uncomfortable. I was like, oh, man, like your friends are watching this, Adam.
His moves are not like Jagger.
Okay, last one. No. Last one here. Melanie's 0-4 trying to guess.
Can I
what...
just get one, please?
This one...
You gotta get them.
So easy if you don't get it.
No, it's easy to people who saw them and know what they're about. The both of you guys know what all of these are about, so you're saying it's easy. It's difficult
I'll
not
say
knowing.
This, I believe, was the only one that was trending on social.
All right.
So give it a shot.
She's right, Michael Bublé.
It's pronounced Bublé. I know, thanks. Dave.
Michael, don't do that.
What is it?
Oh, I know what this one is.
Good.
It was a soda commercial for Bubbly.
Hey! You did it.
I thought it was actually really funny because my fiance's dad likes to call him Michael Bublé.
Right.
He'd go, hey, can you put some of that Michael Bublé song on?
This one was great. You know, I got to tell you, this one really stole the thunder. What was the other sparkling drink spot way in the beginning?
Yeah, it was with like the mermaids or whatever.
It's the two ladies and they said their names.
Something in Viv or something, right?
Yeah, something. And this Bublé spot totally blew that away. I feel like those people totally wasted their money after the Bublé spot came out because it was kind of the same product. It's like a sparkling.
Someone got laid off after that.
Oh, my gosh. It was like the two mermaids and they're like, hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm so-and-so. And this is our new drink with alcohol. And it was so weird and I don't even know the name of it. And it was like, eh, whatever. And then the Bublé spot comes on, and I'm like, now I know it's Bublé. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It was well done.
Yeah, it was really well done. All right, so Melanie, congratulations. 1 out of 5.
Yay! Right,
there you go.
I'll take it.
Super Bowl Monday right there.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so you're at a Super Bowl party last night, okay?
Yep.
And you bring beer or wine or liquor, and nobody drinks it. What happens next?
So I would leave it there. That would be my...
Hold on.
I mean, if you bring it to a party...
But nobody drinks it.
The whole entire case is still intact.
Yeah, I'm watching this go down on social media. It's really interesting. Nobody drank it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the night, you're like, I guess I'll just take it because nobody drank it, but it's in their fridge.
So are the people... No one's standing around right there?
Right.
There's so many things that come into play.
If you bring something to somebody else's party, does it become their stuff? 800-992-1099. Call us, text us.
If you went to a party last night, you brought a case of beer, you brought a couple bottles of wine, maybe only one got drank, but you brought three. Do you then get to take them back? Or is it kind of an unspoken rule that once you bring something to someone's house, it's theirs?
All right, listen, here's the thing. Call us if you've done this before, and how did it make you feel? Like, you had a party, somebody brought stuff, and then they took their stuff back. Like, how did it make, like, were you like, wow, they took their stuff back, but it's kind of like for people, you know, like, you're leaving, but other people are still here. I guess you got to take it.
People took their stuff back last night at my brother's Super Bowl party because they brought it in their own coolers so that they could then take it back. Instead of just bringing something and throwing it in my brother's cooler.
That's different.
A lot of them just brought their own cooler and then took it when they left.
See, that's different. Because you're basically saying, this is mine, don't touch it, don't go in here. You know what I mean? But if you just bring...
But is that any better? I feel like if you're going to a party, you should bring some for you and some for some other people.
All right, well, what about looking at it like this? If you bring your cooler, you're leaving with your cooler. Whatever's in your cooler is going home in your cooler.
Right, that's so that's different. A way to kind of get around it.
Right, but then, you know, I don't know how many people always bring coolers to other people's stuff either. You know what I mean?
A bunch of them. Because I don't think they wanted to have leftover beers left behind.
They take it back.
Left behind.
All right, so is it your stuff if you bring it to someone else's party but you don't finish it, or does it become their stuff? Like, once it hits their fridge, is that it? Is it theirs?
It's
like
gone.
Eminent domain? 99.5 QYK. We'll get to your calls and texts next. So you take someone to a Super Bowl party. You don't finish it. Like, you know, food, drinks. But we're talking about drinks pretty much. Wine, beer, liquor. And then you take it back and finish it. 99.5 QYK. Is this the right thing to do? Like, what's the rules?
I would think that etiquette says no. Once you bring it to someone's house, it is no longer yours. It is theirs.
See what Teresa's got. What do you got, Teresa?
I was always brought up that whatever you bring, you leave there. But my brother, when he was married to his ex-wife, every time they came, they always took their stuff back. Yeah, it was always, and it always freaked us out. Like, especially the first time it happened, we were like, what are they doing?
That's so awkward. Yeah, I would not take things back, but I saw it happen last night.
What about kids? Can you leave your kids, or do you have to take them back, too?
No, you really have to take them back.
Well, once you put them in the fridge,
you put them in the fridge, at that point, it's all bets are off.
Well, they start doing that. People are like, hey, why are you jamming all your kids in the fridge? They're like, because I ain't taking them back.
If you bring them over, I'm going to make you bring them in your own cooler. That way they have to go home with you.
Oh, my God. What if you drink something really eclectic that you know what I mean? Like, just something
Some sort of chocolate stout, like, or something
that
nobody even wants.
The bubbly, the buble bubbly that no one else drinks, the booble. Like, can you take that? Because if you know they're not going to, or maybe you should ask, hey, you want me to leave that? But what if people are like, oh, God, I'll never drink that. So you're like, no, please take it.
I have some hard ciders in my fridge that have been there for probably a year and a half now. I wish people would have taken
them
back.
Yeah, it's just 800-992-1099. What's the rule on this? People bring things over and they don't know whether to take it back or not. 99.5 QYK. All right, so what's the rule? You take stuff to Super Bowl party. And, you know, it could be beer, could be wine, whatever. 99.5 QYK. But then nobody drinks it but you, so you get to take it back.
No, I think you got to leave it.
Well, the reactions are very mixed. Very mixed on the text line. And a lot of people call in. Let's get to Matt. What do you think, Matt?
A friend of mine used to drink Blue Moon. And when he would come to our parties or our Super Bowl parties or whatever, he would always take his home because nobody else drank it. But we actually told him to take it. We told him, you know, take that. We're not drinking it.
I love
take
Blue
it.
Moon.
Take
oh,
it.
My
we
gosh.
Don't want it. Yeah, but it's such a pain because you got to cut up the orange, man. You don't have time for that.
Right, right.
Oh, my gosh. You lazy people.
There's a couple
people.
Of friends that they just drink odd, you know, or not something really common. I mean, Blue Moon's okay. I'm okay with it. But for the most part, everybody, you know, didn't drink those type of beers. They drank the normal.
No, I'm on Matt's speed here. It's like, dude, this is a Super Bowl party. You're up there cutting up citrus. Get out of here, dude. Like,
whatever. It's delicious.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. It is my Monday, 99.5 QYK. Bud Doctor Forever Friend today.
You know, just trying to save dogs and stuff. Just trying to save dogs. We love this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. Oh,
the chair rolls.
We've got
Andy was jumping up on the chair.
We got Andy in studio. It's a she. It's Andy with an I.
With an I.
She's a little hound dog. And let me tell you, how in love are we falling with Andy right now?
Oh my gosh,
and
you
vice
guys!
Versa.
This dog is so incredibly just docile, so sweet.
So Annie's like a hound dog, but she's got some. I mean, she's a mutt.
Maybe
she's got
some lab.
Other, yeah, lab. Definitely that lab
black
face.
Lab.
Mm-hmm. But man, is she sweet? What are you thinking? 1 year? About one?
Two? 10 months.
I 10 months. Okay, so almost. And Melanie.
I know.
Now she's just
give
cradling
me all
her
the dogs,
cradling her head right in your arms.
Doesn't she look like she just wants to love somebody?
She really does. You can just tell she wants to just cuddle on the couch. She wants to Netflix and chill with someone.
So, Pat and Cricket are here from Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. Run over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page because we're going to do a quick video here with Andy. And thank you guys so much for liking and sharing all these videos, because we find these dogs' homes so much quicker with all the likes and shares.
Yes, thank you.
So cool. This dog is really sweet.
Very sweet. Does well with other dogs. They said that she was out at a bar crawl yesterday.
Saturday.
Went to all the breweries. So if you like going to breweries, you want to bring your dog with, this would be the perfect dog for you.
Oh, this is a brewery dog. I like that. Yeah. That's a new dog now. All right, Mark and Melanie Facebook page. If you run over there real quick, we'll see y'all on Facebook, and we'll do a video. Thanks to our friends from Tito's Handmade Vodka, always helping us out. Yeah. They're vodka for dog people, and we're vodka people, and we love dogs, so it all just works out.
Yep.
It's crazy how it all works out. All right, there's Andy. Thanks for the likes and shares. If you can run over there and like and share the video, it would really make us feel good. And thanks again, Pat Cricket, and
Thank you.
People at Pet Pal Animal Shelter.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Motivational kid quotes. 99.5 QYK.
Sometimes the kids simplify it for us. Motivational Monday. It's my daughter, Charlie, and a very quick quote.
She's a wise girl for her age.
Very wise. Here's her quote.
Tell yourself that if it's hard, I'll do it hard. I'm unstoppable.
If you are facing something that's hard, then do it hard.
There you go.
Melanie, you're unstoppable.
Okay, I feel it, Charlie.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. The last play of the Super Bowl last night, here's how it went down.
And there it is. The dynasty continues. And the Patriots have added another chapter to their legacy.
God, even Jim Nance sounds bored.
Another chapter. Oh, the novel is too long.
Man, and no end in sight, by the way. I mean, they could be back next year.
Nah.
It's volume two.
With that defense, they could be back next year. There were some pretty interesting facts from last night's Super Bowl. The game itself may not have been too interesting. Halftime show, according to social media, worst ever. That's putting it nice.
A lot of people were saying that Big Boy was the highlight, even though he was singing a song from 15 years ago, that was the best part of Super Bowl.
Oh, so was Maroon 5. All their songs are 100 years old,
well,
too.
The one song, they did have one recent
song. Maybe the
song.
One.
Girls Like You.
Yeah, the Girls Like You. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, but he started off with Harder to Breathe.
Yeah,
that's older than that's Harder to Breathe. Isn't that from the 1900s?
It was, if not, it's early 2000s. Yeah,
I think it's like a 99
that's
or
one of their first songs.
I know.
Yeah.
I love Maroon 5, but it was just kind of I don't know. It just didn't really do it for me.
No, it wasn't. It was weird. A couple of facts here about the game. The Rams, right? This was not great. I mean, this is LA. They're trying to, you know, reinvigorate that brand for the NFL in Los Angeles. 45% of their plays went for zero or negative yards. Almost half of their plays went for nothing. Like, it's hard to keep an audience engaged for that, right? The Patriots, of course, won their sixth Super Bowl title. That ties the Steelers for the most of all times. Brady and Belichick, now the oldest quarterback and head coach tandem to win a Super Bowl. Brady's 41, Belichick's 66.
Or it's crazy that Brady's 41 years old and still just killing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's you add those numbers up, 66, 41. That's a lot of wisdom, I guess, a lot of football wisdom. The Rams are the second team in Super Bowl history to fail to score a touchdown. Can you believe there's no touchdowns by the Rams?
I know.
It's
crazy.
And finally, and this is unbelievable, the Rams ran no plays in the red zone last night. Melanie, do you even know what the red zone is?
No.
Let's take a guess.
I honestly, it's near the end zone.
Yes!
Hey!
That's good.
That's pretty good. That's close. Good.
But they ran zero.
Zero. So it's within 20 yards of the goal line.
But to put it in Melanie's terms, they ran zero plays in the area near the
goal.
End zone. The goal line.
Right.
Zero plays.
Hey, I got it right, though, right?
Right. So it was good. There was a lot of history last night.
Yeah, but not only that. The Patriots only ran one.
I know.
There were one red zone
play. Is that why it was so boring?
Yes.
The whole game was just so boring. No one was doing
ever
anything.
Close to doing anything, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's when you lean on the commercials and you lean on the halftime. And then that was just kind of like,
yeah.
I just don't understand what's going on with these marketing teams. You spend all this money on the commercials. What the heck are you guys doing all year round? Why are the commercials not funnier?
They were the worst. They were the worst.
It used to be the thing.
Because they're trying to, everyone's so, I was talking about this earlier, they're so obsessed with like deep storytelling, right? And it's like, but you got 30 seconds. Like, just make it fun. Stop it with all the, you know.
Save millions on research right. that tells you that you want they want these deep stories. Just make it funny.
Yes,
it's just go back to being funny.
I totally agree. They just didn't deliver. Who would have thought for me? I woke up this morning and I was like, where's my life? Where the best part of the show, the Super Bowl last night for me, was 15 seconds of the Backstreet Boys in a Doritos commercial.
My God.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
A parody song has come out for... It's in honor of the Super Bowl, but the parody song was written because... People are tired of Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they did this parody. It's all about making him retire.
Right.
But it's just time for him to let it be.
Instead of meant to be, it's Brady leave. Here's a little piece.
God knows that he don't need another ring. L.A. hasn't won in a while. Can't take another G-O-A-T me. We're all begging to just retire. Come on, Brady, leave. Brady, leave.
Brady, leave.
Set us free. They're all wearing Dolphin jerseys, Saints jerseys.
No other person in sports is so polarizing than Tom Brady. And for what? All he's done is win. You know what I mean? Like, he hasn't done anything bad. He's a great role model. He's a great
other people
teammate.
Just want a chance to win, Mark.
But when you're so good, could you imagine if he was like a CEO of a company and every year they just keep killing it? Imagine people go, when are you going to retire? When are you going to, like, that would never happen, right? Like, you're so good running this company. Can you leave? Like,
right.
It's something about sports and I think football that people are just, I don't know. It's just, there's something about piling on this guy. And he's a, like, we should be happy.
It's fun for people. They love to hate him.
I'm not even a Patriots fan. I just don't understand why people don't like Tom Brady. Like, don't you like him?
Yeah, I think he's great. Except for that video where he kissed his son for a really long time. That kind of weirded me out. Right, but other than that, he's great.
That was good. See, that's why
when he cries at the end of the game.
He should just stick to football because the other stuff doesn't work, like you said. Remember when he wore the UGG boots?
Oh, yeah. He was an UGG spokesperson for a while.
Now I'm starting not to like him. Now I'm starting to understand
him. Do you see why people have an issue with him?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.